Thank you, folks, for your generous and faithful participation in the offering this morning. Thank you, work for Zani, for that heartfelt message. It's my privilege this morning to share this dedication service with you in celebration. The good news is I'm not going to be preaching long, and all God's people said, what do you want? The regulars are like, yes, yes. And the first-time visitors are, whatever. Bless you guys. We trust that you feel right at home and really comfortable in the presence of the Lord this morning. I just want to encourage you. Most folks, I don't know, it's a human condition in church buildings. They all want to go to the back. But there's several open seats here in front, and I'm over here, so my spit won't reach you, no matter how excited I get. And there's comfortable cushions here. But so you're more than welcome to fill up from the front. What we're going to do is we're going to get swivel chairs, and the people are going to fill it from the back. Then I'm going to go stand that side and preach. You're going to turn around, then you're going to be right in front. So we've got your number. Turn to somebody behind you, in front of you, and greet them friendly this morning in the name of Jesus. High five them. Welcome you. Welcome them in the presence of the Lord. Bless you guys. Thank you for making the time to come. For our visitors from the CMA side, from Joburg, welcome guys. Thank you for coming here. And it's just great to have you guys visiting here. We trust that God is going to send like-minded people as we continue to be used of Him to build His kingdom, bringing the unchurched into the family of God to advance His kingdom. This morning, we're going to do a dedication service. And I got to think about, you know, what is the purpose of doing a dedication? Why? I mean, after all, time flies when you're in a coma, because we realize that this is already our sixth service here. Can you believe it, folks? 6 weeks already. And if you can see how the place is slowly but surely starting to change and transform. And for the local residents inside the state, this place has previously been known as a transformation center. And the heart and the vision behind it is this, that the team that built it had this in mind. They'd get leadership teams in, and they'd train them how to run church and how to do church together. And they'd do like on-the-job training and just basically run a church from here. Once they felt the people were equipped, they were then sent out to go and plant churches elsewhere. And it was known as the Transformation Center. And we trust that in the spiritual realm, it continues to happen just like that, that people would come, and that by the anointing and the work of God in their lives, there would be transformation in their lives. Is that okay? That's something good to look forward to, isn't it? So it's my privilege this morning to do that. But I got to think, you know, what is the purpose of dedications? Or what are we dedicating? And I looked at the scripture, and in the concordance, I used the word dedication and dedicating a temple, etc., to see when and how it came about. And this is what I took home from reading that, is that the people got to a place in their lives, the leaders, where they wanted to put God first. Did you get that? Put God first. How many of us and other people that you know, if not you, we have our busy lives. How many of you are busy? Can I see a show of hands? How many of you are like quite bored? You've got not much to do. Please, we've got a list. We'll put your name on the list here. We've got plenty for you to do. The work that's been taking place, and believe you me, it's been taking place at a rate of knots here, is just the start. We are only starting. There's building going to be happening there. There's building going to be happening that side. And so it's going to continue. But it's like that when you're in the privileged place of owning a building. But busy people try and make the time to... We try and make time for God, isn't it? And you know, fit God into our lifestyles. Don't we do that? Well, that's actually wrong. Why are we trying to fit God into our lifestyles? Shouldn't we be taking our entire lives and submitting it to the things and the purposes of God? Instead of, I'm trying to find time for the things of God instead of making God first. You see, when we make God first, then we will see that He will give us enough time to do the things that He's called us to do. We say, I just don't have time for this and I don't have time for that. Do you know that we make time for that which is important to us? Do you know how many seconds there are in a minute? And how many seconds in an hour? How many seconds in a day? It's been the same amount of seconds in a minute, in an hour, in a day that there's always been since we've started using the sun to commence and the moon to mark our calendars and our time and 24 hours. It's the same amount of time. So, die ding fun, I just didn't get time. No. You'll make the time for that which is important to you. From time to time, I see people that say, you know, it's just been so busy, I haven't had the time to come to church, Mozzie. And I say, okay, I hear you. I understand people are busy. I'm busy too. But if I told you you won the national lottery and it's been higher than it's ever been, it's 147 million. All you need to do is to come to church to get that lottery ticket. You're going to find the time to come to church and get the lottery ticket. So the dedication service, it's just like, you know, it's about us saying we are putting God first and not the building. Because folks, if you look at it, at the end of the day, and yes, people have built incredible things, amazing things, and we still can't match the architectural soundness, for want of a better word, of the pyramids. Still today, they cannot build buildings that subside as little to the ground as the pyramids do. That's something for another topic altogether. But the building is simply made of clay, sand, stone, steel. That's all it is. And what's really important is that we are living stones in something that God is busy building. So this dedication service I want you to get is that it's about putting God first. But we do it because we're people. We do it together. We proclaim it corporately together. And publicly announce, Lord, we're depending on you for this. In 1 Kings chapter 8, we read about how the Ark of the Covenant, after being in the territory of the Philistines in their possession, was taken back from them. And David gets all excited, being the worshiper that he is. Notice that I say he is because he's very much alive. They bring the Ark back, and David determines to build the temple of the Lord. And God says, no, you're not going to do it. Your son is going to do it. And they decide to dedicate the temple to the Lord. And during this dedication ceremony, there were many, many sacrifices that took place. In 1 Kings chapter 8, I didn't give these scriptures to the guys because we're not going to teach you. I'll just give it to you for reference. 1 Kings chapter 8, from verse 62 to 64. And then the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifices to the Lord. Yeah, knowing the audiovisual crew, they like six steps ahead of me. Solomon offered to the Lord a peace offering. Are you ready for this, folks? Of 22,000 cattle. How many of you know where Karen Beef is? Have you driven past there and seen them? I don't know how many head of cattle they have there. But that picture that. They made a peace offering of 22,000 cattle. What does it look like? Slaughtering 22,000 cattle and bringing a peace offering to the Lord. Imagine if you I nearly said driving, they didn't have cars in those days, but if you start going towards that general area and you smell that smell of 22,000 cattle being bried or grilled or on a rotisserie or whatever. Can you imagine? There was something special about, and also a lamb. 22,000 cattle, and they got this right. I don't eat a lot of meat, but a piece of lamb. Listen to this, folks. Showing the sheep, eh? Then the sheep just scattering because now they're off the sheep. Eh? If it just looked like a sheep, they got hold of it. 120,000 sheep and goats. Do you think they were serious about dedicating the temple? 22,000 cattle and 120,000 sheep and goats. And so the king and all the people of Israel dedicated the temple of the Lord. That same day, the king consecrated the central area of the courtyard in front of the Lord's temple. He offered burnt offerings, grain offerings, and the fat of peace offerings there, because the bronze altar in the Lord's presence was too small to hold all the burnt offerings, grain offerings, and the fat of peace offerings. This is what I take away from that. The normal place where they did offerings was too small because of the magnitude of their gratitude. I pray that this place becomes like that. That it's not a novelty that comes and goes, but that the magnitude of our gratitude will always be bigger than what this place can contain. That when we leave here after a Sunday, after fellowshipping with each other and fellowshipping with the Lord, that we'll have an attitude of gratitude that will be contagious. That people will know we've been at a place where the presence of God could be felt. So in dedicating this place, we're going to go through some thank yous, and then we're going to go through a prayer of dedication. Somebody outside is excited about the preaching. Hallelujah. We want to say some thank yous. And I want to say off the bat already, if we leave anybody out, it's because you just didn't do enough. The first time visitors, that's my like crazy whacked sense of humor. Now, I apologize in advance. If we've forgotten anybody, I'm thanking you now so that you're not forgotten. So you're included in this blanket thank you, and you're not forgotten. Are you ready for some thank yous? We want to thank the Lord God Almighty for His goodness. Hallelujah. I was speaking to Brother Dean outside, and it's great to have him visiting with us this morning. I said, I'm not clever enough to pull this off. I can't do this. It's really, really not about me. It's a God thing. That's why it's working. It's a God idea. That's why it's working. It's not a good idea. We want God ideas, not good ideas. I want to thank God Almighty for His goodness, for the sacrifice of the life of His Son, Jesus Christ, our King. Freely gave up His life on the cross so that we can experience His life of abundance through the completed work of the cross. We want to thank the Lord that from the first time ground was broken here to the time keys were handed over, He knew this was meant to be. Indeed, even before the earth was formed, God knew that this would happen. God even knew that you would be here today. So far is the reach of His forethought. He knew this would happen. We want to thank the many who have shared talents by fixing and building and breaking and repairing and drilling and knocking and sawing and cutting and cleaning and cleaning and cleaning and cleaning. We want to thank the many who have shared their talents and sacrificed time to bring this to pass. It has been said, love is spelt T-I-M-E. Just giving of your time. We want to thank those that have stood by and watched, because it helped us to work harder and to try and get it done quicker. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank all for the kind words of favor and blessing spoken over this place. We've been taught that there are five love languages, and some people, their giving love language is words of edification, and words of affirmation, building people up with words. So those that have spoken positive confessions over this place and over what God is doing, we want to thank you for that from the bottom of our hearts. We want to thank all of the faithful, for all of you, for your faithful and continuous, everybody say continuous, financial support. Thank you. As Zani so aptly said, it's not about the amount. It's about the attitude of the heart. Sometimes I've heard, when I got here to the Vault Triangle, especially I heard people say, Here, sien ook die wat nie het om te gee nie. Lord bless those who don't have to give. Well, the scripture teaches that nobody must appear before the Lord empty-handed. You know what that means? God never expects you to do anything that you cannot do. That means everybody, and I mean everybody, has something to give. We had the privilege of doing a ministry trip to Tanzania. I don't know how many thousands of kilometers we've done on a motorcycle to Tanzania. 8,000, just over 8,000 Ks round trip back when we did the Jesus Forum presentation. And if you think South Africa experiences a measure of poverty, I got to see poverty redefined. And the poorest of the poorest of the poor, you know what they got? Cell phones. They got cell phones. My bro, if you got a cell phone, you've got something to give to the Lord. Can I get a huge, big amen? So everybody has something to give. So thank you for your faithful continued financial support. God sees the condition of our hearts. Ecclesiastes says that money answers everything. Money is not everything to us, but in this world, money answers everything. This system, this thing needs finances to run. And we thank you for your support that you've sown into this place. We want to thank our leaders for serving. We want to thank the youth for their enthusiastic help. The youth, really, bless you guys, your fervency, your eagerness, the joyfulness with which you do things. We want to thank you. The youth that are in the hall, can you just raise your hands? Big shout out. Where are they? Or are they somewhere? Are they celebrating elsewhere? Oh, are they busy, Brian? There you go. They're doing the... Yeah, hello, Brian. Thank you for that. We want to thank those with responsibilities, not given, but taken upon yourselves to make this place run. You know who you are. To make this place run in a spirit of excellence. That's all we strive to do. We're not looking for perfectionism or any other isms. All we want to do is run this place in a spirit of excellence. And I'll be the first to admit that I'm full of... But all I'm trying to do is just do things in a spirit of excellence. So thank you. I want to thank you for putting up with me being difficult. Thank you for willing to come here in spite of the fact that I'm the pastor. Thank you. Bless your heart for that. Bless you, whoever that was, that's why you're here. I just pray that you're here because of the Lord and not because of me, because it's a matter of time before somehow, somewhere along the line, I'm going to disappoint somebody. But if you come here expecting to hear a word from God and be hungry for God, God's going to speak to you and meet you at your point of need. We want to thank their Ligwa State management team for their efforts in trying to accommodate us as best as they can, and making us feel welcome. We're still in the process of streamlining the entry and access over here. But guys and ladies, I want to remind you about what Louis shared with us, where this church started, where the livestock would walk right through the building because the doors had to stay open. It was so hot. To being in a place where the security was so bad that we had to build cages with electronic sensors around the air cons to stop them from being stolen for a fourth time. The little bit of inconvenience that we experienced at the gate, really and truly, surely we can build a bridge and get over it. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Bless you guys. Thank you for your support and understanding with that. Besides, the best things in life cost something. It's going to cost you taking off your helmet or your gloves or whatever. So we're working towards everybody getting the mark of the beast. I mean, a card. Some people are like, oh, did you hear what that pastor said? I'm not going to that church again. No. Going to have something that's going to work for all of us. Thank you for that to the Ligwa State Management. We want to thank the Lord that the best is yet to come. Amen. We want to thank the Lord that the best is yet to come. God is not done yet. It's so easy for us to forget that this wonderful long piece of ground that extends from the river at the bottom all the way to the streets at the top is ours. Belongs to us. Soon, we're going to break the wall down. So those of you that have pent up anger and frustration, let us know. We're going to give you hammers and you're going to break, then you're going to let rip into that wall. But break the wall down. Imagine this. Picnic area. Braai area. Beach volleyball. Obstacle course. Bicycle paths. Vegetable garden. Where we're going to get a pump to get water up from the river to sustain people. Have sustainable income for some folks. All of that's going to take place there. So we're looking forward to that. Yes, we can't build under the power lines, but we can have those activities over there. That also belongs to us, guys and ladies. It is huge. It is huge. So we thank God that the best is yet to come. Colette and I, get emotional now. I don't care. They say cowboys don't cry. Well, I'm not a cowboy. Colette and I I would like to thank all the folks that give us support personally. Those that every now and again come and say, no, how are you doing? How are you doing? And they make the time to listen also. Thank you, guys. Bless you. We love and appreciate you for what you do. And then I would like to thank my dear wife, Colette, for her relentless efforts of sacrifice and love. Baby, I know I don't express gratitude to you nowhere near as much as what I should. Thank you. And you can look at me even if you get emotional. I'll make up for it. And once again, if I've forgotten anybody, I apologize. It's not been on purpose. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Okay, now it's time to pray the prayer of dedication. So I'd like us to get in a prayerful mode. En jy hoef nie 'n hoofpyn Christen te wees nie. You don't have to be a headache Christian. Do you know what a headache Christian is? We say, come, let's pray. And people do this. They just hold their heads like, let's pray. You don't have to bow your heads in prayer. You can look around. If it helps you focus on Jesus by closing your eyes, by all means. But you don't have to be a hoofpyn Christian. You don't have to get a headache suddenly. We just want to pray a prayer of dedication. And then I'll still choose the person. But I'm going to ask somebody just to say grace for us. To pray grace as the fires, I think the fires are already going. You want to see fire all on? Is the fire all on? Nog nie. Okay. So the fires are going to be started, but please, if you need to go, go with God. But if you're able to stay and fellowship with us, we're going to have a time of fellowshipping and just eating together, feasting together, and just enjoying the day together. I thought so too. Okay. The prayer of dedication as we pray this as unto the Lord this morning. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. The Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, God Almighty, who is holy, holy, holy. Our Heavenly Father, so great that the heavens cannot contain you, and yet you choose to live inside of us. We most certainly can't contain you, Lord, in this building. But we pray that we would continually bring the sacrifice of praise to you from this place. We pray that the people you send would always be more important to us than this building and this property could ever be. We pray that this place would always be a sanctuary of peace and rest for the weary and downtrodden. We pray that this place would always be a place of encouragement and upliftment to those who have a heavy heart. We pray that you would enable us to manage this building's affairs in a spirit of excellence. We pray that all people would always feel that they've come home and they're not here to perform meaningless religious ceremonies. We pray that people would continuously be equipped to fulfill Christ's great commission and vision, God's vision being realized, bringing the unchurched into the family of God to advance His kingdom. Lord, we pray that this place will become known as the most loving place in town, the place of God and His people. We pray that we would always conduct our affairs in a manner that brings glory and honor to God. And Lord, we pray that you would do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20. We pray that this place would be a place where God's glory dwells. We pray Psalm 26 and verse 8 finally, which says, I love your sanctuary, Lord, the place where your glorious presence dwells. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a praise offering this morning. Thank you for making the time to listen. Please, if you need to go, we're sorry for you. We'd love to have you visit with us, but please feel free to linger longer and enjoy fellowship with us afterwards. I'm going to ask Max to please pray grace over us, pray the blessing over the meal, and then you're more than welcome to go out and start outside and start fellowshipping. Bless you guys. I'm going to grab them. Thank you, Max.
Thank you. Close our eyes. Father God, in Jesus' name, we come before you this morning, Lord. And Father, we want to thank you for this time that we've spent in your word, Lord God. We thank you for the way your Holy Spirit has ministered to us, Father God. And we thank you that your word will take hold in our lives and bear much good fruit, Father God. Father, we thank you for the food that you've blessed us with. And thank you for all the preparations that have been made this morning, Lord God. And I pray that as we enjoy a meal together, that we'll enjoy fellowship together as well. In Jesus' name, amen.